Hey there, I'm Virginia Chow at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Researchers say a vaccine to prevent HIV infection is showing some modest results. This one was done in Thailand. It was paid for by the U.S. Army. What makes this vaccine unique is that it requires two separate shots. The study followed more than 16,000 volunteers in Thailand over the last 3 years. Four police officers shot this morning in New Jersey. They were apparently serving a no-knock search warrant for firearms and drugs in the central New Jersey town of Lakewood when the suspect they were interested in opened fire. One officer was shot in the face, another shot in the foot. Both have been hospitalized. The suspect is in critical condition with multiple gunshot wounds. Some world leaders walked out on Iran's president during his speech at the UN last night. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke to a near-empty room. He called for nuclear disarmament but didn't mention Iran's nuclear program. And although he announced that he was ready to work with other countries, Ahmadinejad criticized Israel and the U.S.
How can the crimes of the occupiers against defenseless women and children and destruction of their homes, farms, hospitals, and schools be supported unconditionally by certain governments?
John Travolta brought his wife to tears in a courtroom in the Bahamas as he spoke publicly for the first time about his son's death. Two people face charges that they tried to extort $25 million from the actor. He says they threatened to publicize medical documents about Jet Travolta's death. Travolta says he signed them in the heat of the moment, thinking he would fly his son to a hospital in Florida instead of a local one.
All we know is that it was a quick decision that Travolta made during the worst moments of his life, and that somebody was trying to take advantage of him because of it.
Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.